The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show 4/19/2019. PoliticalBombshow.cf. Trump clean. The Mueller report. Trump clean. No crimes committed. Hoax them. Liberal Democrat hoax. President cracks term limit joke after big win. You know, liberals don't have a sense of humor. They're gonna thing that use means it. White House a lawyer refuse order to fire special counsel. This is all BS. I don't stress BS. The redactions, 12 secret criminal referrals, Mueller called to testify, drama continues, as well as it will always be, according to the liberal Democrats in the society. Them hoax them. Liberal Democrat hoax. George Conway says Trump is a cancer on presidency Congress should remove. I said you're cancer on society. Your fat lord ass should be removed. FBI's facial recognition programs under fire over privacy accuracy concerns. Let's see. Well, the FBI's facial recognition program. Let's see what this is all about. The FBI still has not assessed whether its facial recognition systems meet privacy and accuracy standards nearly 3 years after a congressional watchdog. The Government Accountability Office raised multiple concerns about the Bureau's use of the tech. Since 2015, the FBI and other law enforcement agencies have used the next generation identification interstate photo system, which uses facial recognition software to link potential suspects to crimes, pulling from a database from more than 30 million mugshots and other photos. In May 2016, the Government Accountability Office recommended the FBI establish checks to ensure the software adhered to the Justice Department's privacy and accuracy standards. But according to a report published on Thursday, the Bureau has yet to implement any of the 6 proposed policy changes. So, I'm not surprised. You have so much corrupt going on in these agencies that, yeah. Are you surprised? I'm not. Poll says 68% say paid same or more in taxes. National Inquirer sold for $100 million. Let's see who bought the National Inquirer. American Media Inc., AMI, said on Thursday it was selling its National Enquirer tabloid to James Cohen. James Cohen, why does that name ring a bell? Whose family owns a magazine distributor and used to own the Hudson chain of airport newsstands. The National Enquirer had admitted to paying hush money to help U.S. Donald Trump get elected and been accused of attempting to blackmail Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. The weekly tabloid, along with two of its sister publications, will be purchased by Cohen. The Washington Post reported the sale was for $100 million. The companies did not respond to Reuters' request for comments on the price. Cohen family owns a U.S. magazine and book distributor, Hudson News Distributors. Okay. I don't read tabloids anyways. But a lot of people do. I don't know why the interest, but people like to read tabloids. I never did, never will. Hatred of journalists turning to violence. Watchdog warns. Because they lie. They lie. They lie like a rug. They lie. They lie, 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 lie. La 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 la, la. Okay, I'm giddy. So I got my housewarming party tomorrow. I am ready. So I've been planning for this thing for 2 months almost. And so I am very, very, very hopeful, very positive, very confident that it's gonna be pulled off really nicely. I must say though, the rain is a kink in all plans. It was to be an outdoor event, but now I'm forced to make it an indoor event. But it's fine. It'll still be good. Okay, hatred of journalists whipped up by populists and authoritarian leaders is turning into violence across the world. Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders warned Thursday, I don't even care. You guys whip up your own violence too against us conservatives, so is my response. Americans saw greatest press freedom? I don't care. Clint Eastwood at 88. Eastwood to direct film about Atlanta Olympics. Okay. The Canes unveils highly political festival lineup. Don't care. No Tarantino yet. Tarantino. No Tarantino, no. I said no Tarantino, no. No Tarantino, no Tarantino for the Canes Film Festival. No. No, no, no. I don't care about your political festival. I'm sure not gonna be there. I'm not gonna watch. I don't care. Gallup says church membership all time low. I can believe it. That's why it's really taking me a longer time to find a church, because any church that I join, I don't want to just join any old church, because I need to know that I'm going there to learn about the Word of God. If I'm going to join a church and you're going to get political, especially on the left, then I'm not joining that church. I'm not there for your political advice. I know where I stand politically. I don't need you to be a liberal left-wing nut and trying to pass it on to me like they do in colleges and school. I won't stand for it. The difference is I could just walk away. If college, obviously you're paying a tuition, so you can't really walk away. You gotta kind of put up with it. But in church, uh-uh. So that's why it's taken me a long time to find a new church home, church family, because I will not back down. And I want to go to a church to learn about the Word of God. So in my inquiries, I'm going to be asking these questions. I'm going to pretty much just be blunt about it and say that I'm looking to be a new member of a church. I would like to join a church where I can learn about the Word of God and be closer to God, and without politics, especially left-wing politics. Is this church right for me? This is where I'm going to send them and see how they respond. But, I went off on a little tangent there. Cops said short circuit likely caused by Notre Dame fire. BS. Bull crap. Time lapse shots may offer clues. Video shows man left to die in South Carolina prison yard. Wow. Front pages, UK, the paper's world headlines. And you know, today's the 19th. And then next week, I am hyped. Avengers Endgame, I am so hyped. I actually bought an Avengers, the outfit that they're wearing. I can't remember the name of it, the white and red one or whatever. I bought one, so I'll be wearing that. Hopefully it's not cold. I don't plan on wearing anything to cover it up. It probably will be cold since I'm going to a midnight showing. But I will suffer through. Maybe I'll wear some long johns underneath. I don't know. Anyway, I am excited for that. I am keeping away from the internet. I am not going to look at my phone because I have friends who are going to see it earlier than I am. And some of them threatened to text me and be a spoiler. Better not do that. I don't like being spoiled, especially for something like this. Okay, so faster than fighter jet, a 2.5 million electric hypercar debut. It looks pretty slick, I gotta say. It looks slick. But honestly, what are you gonna do with a car that goes faster than a fighter jet? I mean, it's kind of silly. You can't, speed limit wise, how are you gonna, you'll never be able to use it to the full potential and the full speed. You can't do it. So I don't know. It's, to me, it's a waste of money. It's just a big old waste to me. But anyway, the thing has some of the bullet points, the 1900 horsepower, all electric. It should hit 60 miles per hour faster than a Formula One car and scream to 180 miles per hour in less than it takes an F-16 fighter jet, and only 50 of the 2.5 million hypercars are coming to North America, with over half of that allegation reserved already. It looks pretty slick, honestly. While other automakers packed the the Javits Center for New York International Auto Show, the Automobile, Pininfarina launch, one of the week's most exciting car debuts. It looks nice, honestly, but if I had the money and I was a billionaire, would I buy it? No, because I can't do anything with it. What am I going to do with it? It looks really nice. It really does. I'll give it that. It's a fine piece of material. Google panic over political bias leaks. Let's see. Exclusive. Google left says panic about leaks threaten employment of colleagues. Leaked internal discussion threads from Google provided exclusively to Breitbart News show left-wing Google employees reporting one of their colleagues for alleged leaks while worrying about the legal implications of cracking down on a conservative at the company over his public complaints about working conditions. The discussion took place last week on the Transparency and Ethics Discussion Group, from which the alleged leaker had recently been ejected, a failed attempt to stem the tide of leaks showing political bias at the tech giant. Announcing the ejection of the alleged leaker, a Google employee wrote that vigilance about leaks was especially important in light of the recent leaks that named our friends and colleagues in Breitbart and the Daily Caller. If you have any knowledge of someone else who definitely leaked from this group, be sure to report it at Go Stop Leaks, wrote another Google software developer, referring to an internal messaging system for reporting potential leaks. I noticed a certain someone who leaked from this group still works here. Is that the new norm? Is there something specific that makes his leak okay? What's up with all this, wrote a different employee. Another Google software engineer said that it would set an incredibly bad precedent if he is not terminated in light of acknowledging responsibility for the leak. The leak in question was a Medium post by conservative Google software engineer Mike Wacker. In the post, the employee published messages from inside the company to draw attention to hostile working conditions faced by employees who expressed non-left opinions at Google. Leftists at Google are now also blaming Wacker for the leak of messages from the Transparency and Ethics Discussion Group about Kay Cole's James, the conservative voice on Google's Now, Cancel AI Adversary Council. Some Google employees urged caution. Nothing that there was no evidence that Wacker leaked. Nevertheless, a Google employee insisted that the company leadership was looking into what to do with Wacker, but warned that even though he leaked. The leak had been ejected from the group. Members should still be cautious about further leaks. The same email list which leaked recently is probably not the appropriate forum in which to be discussing the matter of what is being done about the leakers. Yeah, this is something. This is a mess. You say Fed Eve Zuck in privacy probe. Big tech wants centralized censorship. More Americans moving mostly to Sun Belt suburbs. Virus identified as cause of paralyzing condition in children. And we all know why. We all know why. The art of loyalty, the pain of betrayal. It's about this fat George Conway. Good times. Ivanka shows off dance moves in Africa, trades laughs and kisses with locals. Mueller finds Jared was top target of Russian influence, but he did not engage. Surviving Isner and Avex snubs, Disney's Iger dazzles Wall Street. James Murdoch denies plans for a liberal news site. Jobless claims tumble to 50-year lows. Retail spending rebounds. Hundreds of teens run through Chicago fighting and disobeying police. Demon with fangs arrested after woman found dead with bite marks. Oh my, people, satanic. What do you think you're free? Okay, well, this is from the Mirror. Again, this. People are really, why would he do so? So it seems like he really he has black eyes. It looks like, obviously no one's eyes comes like that. I don't know if people still do this, but people had put tattoos on their eyeballs. And so it seems like he put his all black so he could look like demonish. And the girl, they're showing a picture of her, 27, was found dead in her flat with blood everywhere, and they're showing her. Unbelievable. Okay, I don't want to read about this. What else we got? Anything good? No, not really. Not much here for a Friday. But the only thing I do want to say is that you have to accept truth and move on. This will never happen with Democrats. They will not accept the truth, and therefore it's going to go on and on until this president is removed or he served out one or two terms. That's how it's going to be. And even after that, as a civilian there, they're going to try to find something to get him on. That's just what's going to happen. It's just my opinion. They're evil, man. They're very evil.
Political corruption, filth of the nation. politician is about. There are to corruption. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go. Political bomb, political bomb, so come on people, let's go.
So happy it's Friday. Fly, fly, fly across the sky. Friday, F-R-I-D-A-Y. Friday, today is Friday. Have a great weekend. See you.